Hello, I am Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. Welcome to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Today we have the fifth in a series of seven devotions emphasizing that Christ is the heart of the Great Sending. This message, Jesus is the Son of God, is written by Reverend Kenneth Hennings. In John chapter 1, verse 34, John writes, I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. John the Baptist plays a prominent part in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. There is a nice back-and-forth play between what is probably an early hymn of the church and John the Baptist, setting up his introduction of Jesus as the Lamb of God and the Son of God. In other Gospels, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, the dove descends on Jesus, and the voice of God declares Jesus to be his Son whom he loves. In John's Gospel, John the Baptist recounts Jesus' baptism with the dove descending, but John the Baptist is the one who gives the witness that Jesus is the Son of God. John clearly wants to declare from the beginning of his gospel who Jesus is and the purpose of Jesus' ministry. John points to Jesus as the Son of God from the creation of the world, and identifies his ministry purpose as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God is only used twice in the New Testament, both in John chapter 1. Though these two terms, Son of God and Lamb of God, John tells us what the Missio Dei, that is the mission of God, is. The forgiveness of sins through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God. The title Son of God appears in the first chapter of every gospel except Matthew. Mark begins his gospel with the words, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Luke, the angel Gabriel tells Mary that she will give birth to the Son of God. Matthew tells of Satan calling Jesus the Son of God in his temptation of Jesus. Mark and John not only begin their Gospels by identifying Jesus as the Son of God, they also end their Gospels with this title. In Mark, the centurion of the cross declares Jesus as the Son of God in Mark 15, verse 29. John closes the reason for his gospel by writing, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Chapter 20, verse 21. In John chapter 1, verse 31, the Baptist says the purpose of his baptizing is to reveal the one coming after him, that is the Messiah, to Israel. The Baptist sees a dove descend from heaven on Jesus. The two titles the Baptist uses reveals Jesus' Missio Dei. The one coming into the world from God is not an earthly ruler, king, or wise person. The one coming from the Father is the Father's sinless and only Son. He is the second Adam, who through his death as the Lamb will bring life to all peoples. Jesus, our Savior, God's Son, accomplishes God's mission of salvation. As I think about this, I wonder, how can the statements of John the Baptist help you and me better understand our own witness of who Jesus is? that Lamb of God terminology we certainly know in the church, but how do we communicate that outside in the world? Or how about this? How does St. Thomas prepare the way for people to see Jesus as the Lamb of God? And how do we prepare people to see him as the Son of God? And then on a more personal note for you and me, how are our lives influenced by believing that Jesus is the Savior of the world? Certainly that gives us inner peace, but it also gives us a passion to share that news with those who do not have that peace. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing your Son who accomplishes your mission of redemption and salvation. Pour out your Spirit so all believers would be bold in proclaiming Jesus as the Savior. Open the eyes of those living in darkness, that they would recognize and receive the Son of God as the Lamb who died and was raised from the dead as their Savior. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you for being a part of devotion number 5. I hope you'll soon be able to listen to number 6.